welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
Rob F. Switch, live and in person. Well, now, but not when the podcast.
To me. He's in live and in person to me, Brent.
Yes.
Yes. This is the video game music podcast featuring only 16 and 8-bit era music.
And for those of you that are brand new listeners in our new year, we've been doing this for a year now.
Yeah, over a year.
Over a year. And before we get into today's topic, is it okay if I mention the sponsors?
Oh, please, by all means.
Okay, first of all, we got a delivery from our official sponsor, Destiny Games, 42134 Ford Road in Canton, Michigan. Give them a call, 734-404-5548.
Why don't you tell the listeners some of the...
Well, this is a special F-Switch delivery from Mr. Ben Martinez himself. Mm-hmm. And I got John Madden Football, which we got on the Legacy Music Hour projection screen right now, in the Legacy Music Hour theater.
Screening room?
In the screening room, right. Yeah. More of a screening room than a theater. Yeah. But John Madden Football is one of my all-time favorites, and Destiny Games was kind enough to provide that. In addition to that, I also have Pit Fighter, Altered Beast, and Comic Zone. So my Genesis library is once again growing. You know what? And I actually, this is the second copy of Pit Fighter I got in the same week because listener Gabe Castro,
yes,
who also is a big fan of the podcast, sent me Pit Fighter because I had requested it on our show before.
And I just want to give a big thanks to Gabe for, because he also donated Earthbound.
That's right.
To me.
That's a big deal.
And that's huge. That's a big one.
Hey.
It's a super hardcore Legacy Music Hour thanks to Gabe Castro for Earthbound. I mean, this is, you know, it's been a year. I mean, it's kind of cool after a year of asking for it, finally getting it.
The search is over.
Yeah, the search is over for it. Wow, Earthbound. So I'm pretty excited about that.
The rest of your week is booked up.
Well, I'm pretty busy for the next couple weeks, but after a couple weeks, I mean, basically when around Thanksgiving time, I'm going to just really be, I mean, I'm not, forget the turkey, forget the cranberry sauce. I'm just going to, you know, lock myself up in my apartment and just play Earthbound nonstop.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm just going to fully immerse myself in the game and just get through it and stuff. I mean, that's my plan for the thing around Thanksgiving time kind of situation.
Well, I have been destroying in Pit Fighter. That's what I've been playing.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. And how's it been going?
It's pretty good. It's bringing back old memories.
Uh huh.
And there's a lot of characters and yeah.
Are you and then you've been playing some of the other stuff too, right?
Right. I did a little bit of Altered Beast just for nostalgia. And then Comic Zone is a game I never played before.
Yeah.
And it's really cool.
Right. I saw some clips of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's got that comic book look to it or whatever, right?
Absolutely. So once again, thank you to Ben and thank you to Gabe.
Yes.
Much appreciated.
Hardcore thanks. And also, Gabe sent a couple other games too, right?
Right.
He sent, and I don't actually know who these are for actually, but we'll figure it out eventually. Shadow of the Ninja on Nintendo and Shadowrun for Super Nintendo.
Right, both of those are systems which I don't even have right now, so I was assuming they're for you.
Maybe they were for you to encourage you to get those systems.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Or you know what we can do? You don't have Pit Fighter, do you?
For what?
Genesis.
For Genesis. No, I don't. No.
Since Gabe sent me one, but Ben, I also have an extra copy.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do a little trade.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That's well, cool. I mean, we don't even know if this is for who this is for. I'll tell you what I'd like to trade, really.
What's that?
What I'm interested in is one of your Genesis controllers.
One of my three OEM Genesis controllers?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm staring at one right now.
Yeah.
We'll see.
You know, speaking of thanking people, you know, on the best of episode 52, you know, we were kind of thanking people and stuff like that. I didn't really give, I wanted to highlight actually your contributions to the show because, well, you know, we kind of just said thank you very quickly to each other, but,
right.
You know, Rob actually does all the editing. Most of the, he does, the majority of the episodes are edited by Rob, and also, you know, the equipment is all Rob's too. So I just wanted to highlight that wow. and give a thanks to Rob F. Switch for your, contributions to the podcast.
Well, it's been a labor of love, let me tell you. Mm-hmm. But the thanks is very much appreciated, and let me reciprocate. Mm. And thank you for making the drive over from the your home to Legacy Music Hour headquarters, which is no easy task itself.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
And I'm glad to have you, buddy.
All right, yeah. But yeah, we were just it was kind of like a quick thank you on the best of episodes. I was like, well, I mean, let me tell you why, you know. So. Anyway, I just wanted to take that little opportunity.
Well, thank you.
Yes. So, all right, is that it?
That's it.
Well, anyway, I mean, seriously, thank you again so much, Gabe. I mean, sending Earthbound over, that's just hardcore. That's a hardcore nice move. It's a hardcore nice move.
It's a great way to start off our year.
This is a good way to start the new year, yeah. So, all right. The reason we're using this as the theme song for today's episode is because today's episode is Elevator Music Part 2. This is the first time we're repeating a topic, you know, because
right.
we're over a year now at this point. And we did the first Elevator episode back in episode 7. And so we're going to give it another shot. So some, what is elevator music, I guess, is the question.
Well,
some people
who
don't.
Well, it's what we're listening to right now, number one.
Yeah, this isn't a prime example of elevator music, but, I mean, no, pretty much a lot of the Pilot Wings soundtrack is very elevator-y. Elevator is not a bad thing, at least in as far as I'm concerned, you know? I don't know about you, but
I don't think it's a bad thing
yeah.
at all.
So elevator music, it's kind of like, there's something kind of jazzy about it. It's sort of cheesy, but in a good way, though. And, you know, I think that certain jazz fusion can be like elevator music. And I really like it a lot because it's really weird. It's different kind of music. It's the kind of music you would listen to when you're on hold or something like that.
And, right. And you can listen to it on our voicemail.
Yeah, right. And... well, you know, you can just listen to episode 7 to get familiarize yourself. There's a certain quality that is just about what I consider elevator music that is just, it's unlike any other kind of music. And there's something very sort of, there's something kind of artificial about it and synthesized about it, but it's, or not synthesized, but like synthetic about it. But I like it. There's something weird about it. I like it. It's good.
I agree.
I think it's good. So, all right. Let's just get it going, I guess. You're first.
Right. This was hard for me, you know, because it's hard for me to catch that elevator, to truly capture that elevator sound.
Right, right, right,
and
right.
As I've been listening to tracks in the past, I've been kind of just putting some of the elevator tracks that I thought were elevator-y to the side.
Yeah.
And when I was reviewing all my tracks for this episode, not so elevator-y.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But these made the cut. So why don't we start off with Chukyuki Miracle 9. It's a baseball game.
Okay.
Okay, it's for Mega Drive.
I'm sorry, before you move on, I wanted to mention one more thing.
Sure.
Gabe Castro actually has a podcast of his own.
Oh, good
actually.
Good call.
I just wanted to mention this, sorry. It's called Gamers with a Z. Gamers with a Z. And you can find his podcast. It's a video game podcast. You can find it at gamerspodcast.tumblr.com. So gamerspodcast.tumblr.com.
Keep up the good work, Gabe.
Okay. Anyway, back to your track.
Chukyuki Miracle 9. And that is a Mega Drive release from 1995.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is just a short one.
Okay.
That's what she said. And the track I have as Unknown Sound Test 09 from composer Naofumi Hataya. That's Chao Kyukai Miracle 9 from composer Naofumi Hataya. And I had actually said it was Sound Test 09. It's Sound Test 06.
Mm-hmm.
Unknown Sound Test 06.
Yeah.
To me, this is totally hold music while you're on hold for when you call tech support.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You know, or your credit card company.
Uh-huh.
And you're just waiting to talk to someone so you can tell them why you're late on your bill payment.
Right. Yeah, it's got that, the bass has kind of got a cheesy kind of sound to it too, you know, like.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. Boom, 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 you know.
What I liked is if you just play it from the beginning, mm-hmm. the just the drum kicks in. That's the only change.
Yeah. All right, check it out. Here it comes. Well. They got the like a cymbal,
yeah,
or the yeah, or something like that. Yeah, it actually sounds like a triangle or something. Almost.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
it's like the inner part of the cymbal, I guess. Yeah. I'm gonna play something that I can't believe I forgot to play this on the first time we did the elevator episode.
Oh okay.
This is just such a hardcore elevator piece. I can't believe I missed it.
By the way, I'm really looking forward to all your elevator pieces because you've been talking about it nonstop all year, about doing a second elevator episode.
Right, right. I kind of, my first four or so are definitely pieces I've been wanting to play and I've been kind of saving for the elevator episode. There were some other elevator tracks that I had that I ended up just using for different episodes, but... So the second half of my selections are not as hardcore.
Okay.
But this track, though, it's a Star Fox track, okay, from composer Hajime Hirasawa. And this is called Training Mode. And, you know, last time on the elevator episode, I played this track. I think I played a track called Macbeth. And that's got kind of an elevator. I mean, no, it has an elevator sound to it, definitely, but... this has much more of an elevator sound to it. I just can't believe for some reason I overlooked it. I mean, I've always known about this track, but for some reason I was preparing for that episode, I had overlooked it. But this is really a good track. This is just, this is just so hardcore elevator. All right, music from Star Fox from composer Hajime Hirasawa for the Super Nintendo. This is music from Star Fox, Training Mode from Hajime Hirasawa. And this track it's just oozing with elevator, you know, everything about it, you know? Just from this part right here, this is just so elevator. This little jazzy breakdown right here with the flute. But just even that sort of rhythm of the horns dun 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 dun. And the strings right here, just everything. It's so elevatory. I mean, just so hardcore, you know?
It's a little more, the tempo is a little faster than what I would think is a standard elevator track.
Oh, really? No, I mean, elevator tracks can definitely be upbeat, for sure, you know? Actually, in fact, to me, the faster pace makes it even sound more elevator to me, you know?
Okay.
This part right here. This is so elevator right here. I mean, geez. I love this track. It's so good. It's so elevator.
I'm going Ness for the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Old school Ness track, Casino Kid.
Uh-huh.
All right. It's a casino game, by the way. And I don't have a composer for this. Actually, I do. T. Murai.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if that's an alias or they just abbreviated the first name, maybe. I mean, just put an initial. And I'm not sure where this track goes, but it's just a track from T. Murai for Casino Kid, Ness. Casino Kid from composer T. Murai for the NES. You know the Japanese title for this game?
Casino Kid.
100 Man Dollar Kid.
Uh-huh.
Maboroshi no Teo Hen.
Huh.
But I like that 100 Man Dollar Kid. What is that even? What's a man dollar?
It's like a really, you know, strong dollar.
It's just a buff dollar.
Yeah, it's a buff dollar. It's like a really just hearty dollar.
What could you buy with 100 man dollars?
$1,000. Regular dollars, I guess, right?
It's very jingly.
Yeah, it's kind of jazzy sounding, a little, in, you know,
yeah.
Sort of, yeah. Kind of reminds me of Roger Rabbit a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to play something from Rockman and Forte.
Okay.
And this one, I definitely been really saving up this one for this episode. This is a really good, I mean, aside from being really elevatory, it's just a really, really good track also. Just really well composed. Very late in the Super Famicom lifespan. You know, this game came out in 97 or 98. Japanese only release, but then later got released in North America on the Game Boy Advance.
Mm-hmm.
But as Mega Man and Bass. The music is composed by Akai Keita and Naoshi Mitsuda. And it is, and this is Tengu Man from Rockman and Forte for the Super Famicom. This is music from Rockman and Forte, Tengu Man, from composers Akai Keita and Naoshi Mitsuda.
I love that. That intro is killer too.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you start it?
Sure, yeah.
Nice.
It's like a drum, little bit of a drum solo.
Oh, yeah.
Beginning. Yeah. But this is such a good track. It's just so good, you know? It's so jazzy, too, you know? I mean, the little jazz riffs, you know? Look at it. It's like a jazz riff. Watch the jazz riff right here. This right here. Hey, did you hear that? Jazz riff. Anyway, this is just such a good jam, I feel like. And then that's such an elevator sound to me. That sort of, what's playing the melody right now? It's like some kind of synthesizer sound. Those jazz riffs are really what make it too.
It's a jazzy elevator riff.
The jazz riffs. Anyway. Here's the jazz riff. Here comes again. I love that jazz riff right there. It's so cool. Really good soundtrack, Rockman and Forte.
I have got a SNES title as well. Although that was SNES, or was it Super Famicom?
Super Famicom, yeah.
Right, so. Mm-hmm. The SNES track I have is from Hal's Hole in One Golf.
That's my next track.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I have a track. My next track is from Hal's Hole in One.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I chose it because of the listener suggestion.
Uh huh.
Okay, but I know you had already picked one.
Yeah, I had picked one, and then coincidentally, I think yesterday we got an email from a listener who suggested this.
And the soundtrack's fantastic. It's great. Uh-huh. There's a lot of elevatory tracks.
Totally, yeah.
Really cool tracks. I'm going to play the track called Robert.
Okay.
It's very fitting, right?
Totally. It's going to be your new theme song.
Composer Hirokazu Ando.
Yeah.
Was a composer for this track.
He worked on the Kirby games also.
Uh-huh. So here's Robert from Hal's Hole in One Golf. Hole in One Golf from composer Hirokazu Ando. That is Robert.
Robert F.
That's great. Man. That's worth $100 million right there.
Well, I'm going to move right into my Hal's Hole in One Golf track that I have picked out.
Okay.
And the one I have picked out is called Sunset.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, again, the composer is Hirokazu Ando.
Ando.
I mean, like altered beast. Is that what you're trying to say?
Jacob Seroff.
Yeah, Jacob Seroff, yeah. This is Sunset from Hal's Hole in One Golf for the Super Nintendo.
Thank you.
music from HAL's Hole-in-One Golf for Super Nintendo. This is music by Hirokazu Ando, and it's called Sunset.
I like that second part.
Oh, I like this part. This is my favorite part. It's the beginning. It actually really sounds like a Leisure Suit Larry.
Okay.
Just really, I mean, Leisure Suit Larry 6 in particular. Just really got that. Got that certain sound. You like this part. Oh.
Do it again. It ends.
Okay. It ends. Wow. Okay. Yeah. So I'll just, I guess I'll start this back over again. So yeah, just, yeah. I wonder if this is the end of the game, actually.
It'd be a nice end.
Yeah, sunset. Yeah, you're at the end of the day. Well, because the song ends, I didn't even realize the song ended, but because it ends, it might be the end of the game. Sunset, you know, you're not going to play at night golf, right?
Maybe. People do play night golf.
So you, this is the part you like right here.
There we go.
Okay. I like that chord change right here. And then back to the Leisure Suit Larry. I mean, I'm just going to ride this out to the end of it, I think. No, just to give good... I'm going to turn it back up for the ending.
You know how we have John Madden football in the screening room? When you leave John Madden in the Genesis and after the theme song plays,
right, here comes
game plays.
Here comes, here. Touchdown.
So yeah, that's what I was saying, is the gameplay. It plays a full game as a demo, and the music's surprisingly fitting.
Yeah.
I'm going with another golf game.
Mm-hmm.
For the Sega Genesis.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're talking Arnold Palmer.
Okay, right? Okay.
Remember that guy?
No.
You did? Arnie's Army?
No, really?
He had a rivalry with, I was going to say Steve Trevino, but
Jack Nicklaus?
Lee Trevino.
Jack Nicklaus?
Yeah, him too. And the track I'm going to play is Background Music 2.
Okay.
From composer Tokuhiko Uwabo.
Yeah, that's the classic guy from Sega.
Sega man right there.
Yeah.
Background Music 2 from Arnold Palmer Tournament Golf. Palmer Tournament Golf from composer Tokuhiko Uwabo.
I like this.
It's cool, huh?
Yeah, it's definitely elevator, actually. Definitely elevator. And yeah, it's weird too, actually. I like it.
Well, you thought originally it wasn't playing correctly, right?
Well, I kind of thought it could be a possibility, but yeah. Yeah, it's weird. It's good. It's good, though.
Do you hear that it's not quite a hi-hat, but
that almost sounds like maracas almost or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is a good track.
In Japan, by the way, this track was released, I mean, the game was released as Naomichi Ozaki no Super Masters. Hmm.
It'd be cool if this track was released, though. Just, like, as a single. Dun, 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 dun. I'm going to play something from Chrono Trigger.
Chrono Trigger, okay.
Mm-hmm. Of course, from composer Yasunori Mitsuda. And this is called Wings That Cross Time. This is for the Super Nintendo. That Cross Time from Chrono Trigger, music composed by Yasunori Mitsuda. And this is when you're traveling around.
Yeah.
And just that sound that's playing the melody right now, that's so elevator right there. I mean, the whole piece sounds pretty elevator, but just that kind of sound of the melody.
Yeah. Yeah.
It sounds almost like a synthesized oboe or something, you know? But the real, like, really elevator part comes up in the bridge or whatever, you know?
It's a good track.
Yeah.
I like that guitar. You can hear it's picking, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, totally. Dun, 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 like that, yeah. This part right here. This sounds like Outrun to me, you know?
Okay, yeah.
Totally Outrun right there. I mean, this is totally elevator right here. Yeah, that bridge section, it really reminds me of, I think, I don't know, Step on Beat or something like that, or
really?
Yeah. I think Step on Beat is the one.
I'm going with another Sega Genesis track, Body Count. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And this is from composer Steve Collette.
Okay.
Collette. And the name of the track, Map Screen. map screen from the game Body Count, which actually, excuse me, is a Mega Drive only release.
Is it really?
Plans for this being released in North America were canceled.
Interesting. It seems like it was produced, though, Westerns. It was produced.
It's released in Europe only.
Oh, maybe it was a European production. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was European only release.
Yes.
Well, what's the Genesis called in Europe?
Mega Drive.
Is it called Mega Drive in Europe?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
And this one used, this was late in the Genesis life cycle, and it is a rail shooter using the light gun. Remember the light gun for the Genesis?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That came later.
Oh, wait, is the gun, wasn't that the, it looks like a revolver or whatever?
I think they had one that looked like a revolver, but then it was called the Menacer, and it had a little plastic attachment that you put on your shoulder, and then you could hold it to look like a tactical firearm.
Uh-huh.
This is a kind of smooth lounge, kind of clubby in a way.
Ultra lounge.
Right, ultra lounge.
All right, so I'm going to play something from Faxanadu.
Okay.
Music by Jun Chikuma. And, you know, I've just found out that Faxanadu is actually one of the games. It's actually related to Legacy of the Wizard, which is the soundtrack I played before and I like.
So.
Well, they're part of the same franchise. I guess in Japan, or it's known as Dragon Slayer. It's all part of the Dragon Slayer series.
Okay.
And so Dragon Slayer, I think it's Dragon Slayer 2. Is Faxanadu, but I think there's a few different Dragon Slayer 2s, but the one from Nintendo is Faxanadu, and Dragon Slayer 4 is Legacy of the Wizard, so they're actually part of the same series of games.
Mm-hmm.
I just found that out yesterday. Anyway, the track we're going to hear is Town, from the game Faxanadu for the Nintendo Entertainment System. Faxanadu, music by Jun Chikuma, and this is Town. I think this has an elevator sound to it, and that it's just, I don't know, I'm not exactly sure why, but I guess it almost, the music almost sounds like a newscast kind of music,
okay,
and something about that, it makes me think elevator, you know?
Sure. I'm going back to Hal's hole-in-one golf.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
It sounds like a hole-in-one.
I'm doing it. I'm Faxanadu doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And the track I'm going to play is Runway.
Okay.
Okay, went with Robert first. Now we're doing Runway.
Right.
From composer Hirokazu Ando.
We'll be right back.
Hal's hole in one for the SNES. The track. Oh, correct. You found the correct title.
Yeah, no, that's not. It's not Runway. It's Runaway.
Runaway.
Yeah.
I guess I got carried away with the $100 man dollar thing. You know, I was thinking man dollars.
They could buy you a runway.
If you had man dollars, you could definitely walk the runway.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was thinking some sort of aircraft runway.
Oh, I'm thinking models.
Right. Models.
This would be a good runway song if you're a model.
Jet setting and models.
This is fits both.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you'd run away with a model, right? And
right.
Via private jet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can make it rain man dollars.
And this definitely has an elevator sound to it, especially the it's got this like kind of, you know, upright bass sound, but then with this, you know, these sort of synthesized sounding horns or whatever. those synthesized horns, you hear that a lot in Super Nintendo music. I'm going to play something from Itadaki Street 2. And this is music by Kiyohi Tsutsumi, and who was advised by Koichi Sugiyama.
Okay.
And this is a track called Fresco. This came out only in Japan for the Super Famicom. Music from Itadaki Street 2. Itadaki Street 2, Neon Sign Wa Bara Iro Ni. That's the full title of the game. Music by Kiyohi Tsutsumi, advised by Koji Sugiyama. This is Fresco.
It's very soothing.
What I like about this track is I like in the beginning how these... I don't know, the way the voices sound, there's something about it that just... I like it. It sounds almost kind of, I don't know, but listen right here. Dun 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 dun. Right? You know these background voices?
Yeah.
Dun 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 dun. Sounds cool. Something about it just sounds really cool. Sounds very elevator too.
Okay.
That part of it is so elevator actually. That's why I really picked this piece. It's because of those background voices, you know? The backup voices or whatever.
Right.
I don't know. They're not backup voices. Background voices, I guess. Here comes again. Yeah, there's a certain quality to it. I don't know.
I'm going to close out my set with one more from Casino Kid for the Nintendo Entertainment System. This soundtrack was composed by Timurai. Here's another track. Thank you. Timurai composed that one from the game Casino Kid for the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Yeah. This is making me think I should have... There's a track from Vegas Stakes that I wonder if I should have played that, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, but maybe it's not elevator enough, you know?
Okay.
I'll play it for you during our next break, and I'll see your opinion, yeah. My next track is from a Super Nintendo game called International Superstar Soccer Deluxe. Yeah. Played this on the Funny episode, if you remember. This is music by Hideyuki Itō, Harumi Ueko, and Tomoya Tomita. And this is called Further Challenges. And it's, I'll be honest, it's a little bit maybe too sexy for an elevator track, you know?
Okay.
But who says elevator music can't be sexy? But
hey, not this guy. I'm pointing to myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'd be funny if you pointed to me or something like that.
Not that guy. Yeah. No, not this guy.
Not this guy. Or it'd be funny if you pointed out the window at some random person walking down the street. So it's a little bit too, I don't know, this might not, this barely makes a cut for an elevator track.
Okay.
It's definitely jazzy, but it's definitely got this sort of sexy sort of sound to it also. Here, you'll see what I mean. International Superstar Soccer Deluxe.
That is a way sexy track, man.
It's very sexy.
Oh, yeah.
Very sexy. This is called Further Challenges from composers Hideyuki Itō, Harumi Ueko, and Tomoya Tomita. It's almost a little too sexy for an elevator track, I feel like, you know? But no, there's definitely a lot of elevator elements. The jazziness and the sort of these synthesized trumpets or whatever they are, you know, but listen to the guitar or whatever, you know, da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. You hear the guitar sort of,
yeah,
it just sounds very sort of like, I don't know, sultry, you know, or something, I don't know. And then it's got that sort of Blanca-esque kind of drums in the back.
You know what's missing?
What?
A hand clapping solo.
Oh, yeah, totally. Or the cowbell solo. All right, well, that's it. That's the Elevator Part 2 episode. And for a full track listing, check out legacymusichour.com. You can contact us at legacymusichour@gmail.com.
Give us a call, 281-SONIC-91. Leave a voicemail, send a text.
Yeah, and you can hear one of the elevator tracks from the first time with on that the outgoing message.
Absolutely.
And next week, what are we doing? We're doing the lava, heat and lava or whatever, fire and lava?
It's getting hot in here, that's right.
Yeah, episode 55. It's gotten hot in here.
I can live with that.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's going to be sort of all fire levels and stuff, you know, right. Lava, heat related levels or whatever. And that's it. So we're going to leave you with, I have this track here from Malibu Grand Prix, Battle Grand Prix. Okay. And it's music by Yusuke Takahama and Nobuyuki Shioda. And this is Race Theme 2. And yeah, that's it. Anything else?
We've covered it all, my friend.
Okay. My name is Brent Weinbach.
Rob Fox Switch.
Oh, by the way, about that Vegas Stakes track, Rob listen to it. And I was listening to it again, and I thought, nah, this isn't... This is a little too jazzy and not elevatory enough. It didn't sound synthetic enough, I felt like. So, yeah, but I'll play that eventually, that track. All right.
All right.
Thank you for listening.
Later. Oh, well, you always say bye. I don't know why.
No. That's you. Go ahead. Say bye.
Later.
Good. No. I want you to have the last word.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Goodbye.
No. Say later.
All right. Hold on. Later.